be here this morning.
I appreciate the honor. You know, most time a prophet's not even honored in his own country. But most time the prophets come in, they tell you what's going on in the church, and then they don't ask you to come back.
Yeah.
You know, I went to one time, and they asked me to come. And I said, well, okay. So I went, and I said, Lord, do I do this openly or do I do this in private? You know, and the Lord, I said, I told you to speak now. And I said, and I looked over the guys over here that was doing the youth ministry, and I said, the Lord told me to tell you, you need to sit down and let somebody else have it. And he got mad, and he said, well, why? And I said, because you're running around on other people, and you need to stay home with your wife. So anyway, you know, I wouldn't have told him that. I was trying to do it in indecency, and I don't know everything unless the Lord shows me.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, you know, it scares me what I'm going to say. You know, I was telling the Lord this morning, you know, maybe they got somebody else going to sneak in here this morning. You know, I didn't come to rebuke or, you know, anybody this morning, you know, because I get a lot of that at home. I get stripped and whipped most of the time. You know, no, don't do that. I told you not to do that, and you're not going to do this no more. And I'm like, okay, but if you do it. And I remember years ago, I was in a service, and the Lord, the gift, I was just being used in that gift. And the Lord spoke to me and showed me about three people in there. And the Lord said, don't prophesy to them. And I said, well, Lord, why did you show me then? You know, but he said, I just showed you so that you'll pray for them. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know the people's lives. See, that's another thing. You don't know what people are thinking or how much mature they are in God or anything. And so, anyway, I had the gift. And you know what I had to do? Thus saith the Lord thy God, you know. So, anyway, for 6 months, the Lord didn't speak to me. I fasted, I prayed, I wailed before the Lord, I done everything. I went to other places and nobody would prophesy to me, nobody would pick me out, and I'd go up for prayer and I'd say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. You know, finally after 6 months went around, this man pulled me out and he says, brother, I don't know what this means, but the Lord said you have learned your lesson and you'll only speak what he says he tells you to speak. And nothing else. And you know, I had to learn just like everybody else does. Amen. And I didn't call myself into this. But you know something, when you've got a love for the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, if you've tried everything and it has failed.
Right.
And you have brokenness in your heart and in your spirit and nothing's working. And they continuously to be a void in your life. You know, eventually, you know, you'll get up and say, what do you want, Lord? What do you want me to do? I don't know anything about you. You know, I read the word. I understand a little bit. I may know what I'm talking about this morning. You know, so, you know, the Lord has to polish us.
That's right.
And each time we're polished, don't think you ain't going to get dirty again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
Because it's, you know, the way the Lord choked me, it's like having a truck, you know, or an old car or something. It's, you're going to have it washed after it rains. So we're going to have to repent.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
You know, we haven't arrived. You know, I'm not saying that to give you license to go out here and sin. But as long as we live in this body, people, you're going to have problems.
Yes.
Things are going to entangle you.
Yes.
Whether you think it's sin or not, you may see a nice car and want it real bad, and after you get it, you wish you didn't have it because you got the payments. Anybody with me this morning on that? You know, you know. Oh, it's so beautiful until they start sending in the payment book. You know, and I thought, well, Lord, I thought you said you was going to help me. Well, the Lord never gave His permission on it in the first place. We just went out and got it.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
Yep.
And you know, and I was thinking about that this morning and yesterday too. And I'm going to just elaborate a little bit and get in my message. But you know, it's so easy to get ahead of the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Because we're wore out. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
We're broken people. And I know I'd get a lot of stones thrown at me if I was ministering in another church, but, you know, I tell it like it is, whether they like it or not. You know, it's just you know, the way I feel, that's helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing them out from where they're at, that letting them know, you know, is it going to get any better? Well, yes, it will, as long as you follow after him.
Yeah.
Amen? Because he said, I will create a new spirit in you. I'll create a new heart.
Yeah.
He will change your mind.
Yeah.
Amen? But if you're not following after him, your mind cannot be changed. Your heart cannot be changed. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Your heart stays in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have good motives about a lot of things and a lot of ideas and want to do a lot of things in ministry. There are a lot of people that do a lot of things in ministry, and they're just kicking their heels. They're just kicking up against a rock and trying to push it out of the way, trying to make it work. And I'm going to tell you something. I know Penny and Brother Ronnie are not doing that. They're being led by the Spirit. Amen. And you have to be. You have to be led by the Spirit. Let me tell you something. The prophet that came up here and ministered last Sunday, he was right on it. And not that I know everything, but that's what the Lord told me. A lot of people are not even going to know because people are so wrapped up in themselves that they can't see the mind of the Spirit or even hear from God.
Amen.
And even if people got up, they'd be afraid it'd hurt their pulpit and steal from their offering plate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're getting stolen from anyhow. They just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have eyes to see, and they don't have ears to hear. The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Amen?
Amen?
And if you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you're lost anyhow. You can't move on. You can't go from where you're at, because let me tell you something. The only way that you're going to get out of where you're at is by him.
Yes.
You can have a lot of people encourage you and help you, but when he speaks something to you, how many know it brings life to your bones?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And it changes your mind.
Yeah.
Amen? And you begin to love a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You begin to give yourself up yourself to other people because you've tried everything else and it's failed.
Yeah.
You've done everything that you thought possibly could be done. And you've learned to lean on him.
That's right.
Amen? And when things get tough again, where do you go back to? Where does the righteous man go back to? He falls right back on his knees.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what, Lord, I can't fix this.
Mm-hmm.
This is too big for me. I can't even make this work. I don't even know where to even start to make this work. And he's starting to polish you again. He's starting to rub the clay out of your eyes and give you 20/20 vision. He's setting you upon a rock. Like he did David, and he's establishing your goings. I mean, notice when he established your goings, ain't nobody getting in your way.
That's right.
Things may come, things may go, but if he said it, too bad, you won't be with me. You might be with somebody else, but you won't be with me. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen?
Thank you.
Whom shall I fear?
That's right.
You know, a lot of people... You know, a lot of people can make you feel and cloud up the way that you're going. And that's what the Lord spoke to me. There are a lot of people walking right now. And I'm getting way ahead of my message, but we're just going to go with it. But the Lord showed me that there was a lot of cobwebs. People have spun. Well, it's real easy to do. They don't mean no harm. What are you saying? Well, the things I'm trying to encourage you this morning, the things that the Lord has told you, how many people you've talked to and then discouraged you about it?
Oh, yes.
Speak on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the money. Well, I didn't have the money the first time anyhow. what difference does it make? You know? Well, you know, you need to be over here. Well, praise God. Show me your fruit and your works. That's what I thought. It got awful quiet real quick, you know. And then they'll call you for prayer. but we'll just leave that there, won't we? But the Lord showed me that people's minds, they're lost because they don't know which way to go. There are people in here this morning need to make decisions,
mm-hmm.
You know, trying to figure out what to do, where to go, you know, and if I make this decision... Well, it's real easy to know if the Lord's told you, then you can walk on it. Amen? Sometimes You know, faith, I tell people what faith is. This is my theology of faith. And that, you know, my theology is that when the Lord, when you've had a relationship with the Lord and he has spoken something in your life, you can bank on what he says.
Yes.
And I use a car for an illustration. If he told me that I'm going to get a new car and I have no job and no money, I'm going down to look. Seems foolish and stupid, don't it?
Mm-hmm. In the natural.
In the natural, it does. Well, it's easy to go if you've got money in the bank and you've got good credit and you've got a job. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go down. Don't walk. Let's talk. Anybody can go down and give them a car. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can. But when you're following after the Lord and he has spoken something in your life and you've had a relationship with him, amen, as it says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. If he is your shepherd, you're not going to want of anything anyhow except him. And how many know when you have him that it don't matter if the lights get cut off. It don't matter if the car get repossessed. Because that might happen.
Yeah, I know.
Amen. You might serve. You might be still serve Lord, and things might happen. But on the end of it, the Lord will restore what the canker worm has took.
That's right.
The problem of it is we hold on too much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's go to Psalms 61 and 2. I'll try not to keep too much in here. But the Lord was telling me that there was a small cloud of doubt hiding in the face of people. A small cloud. How many know that if you just got something small, it's really big?
Yeah.
Because you can't see around it. You can't see, you can see a little bit beside it, but you can't see behind it. Amen?
Yeah.
But when that little bit of doubt is moved away, all it takes is one word. One time just praying, and the Lord reveals it to you. And it's like a burst of energy, amen, a spring in your step to get you to where you're going, amen. And that thing is just cleared out of the way. You know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, amen, that he is in control of our lives.
Come on.
Because lots of times we think that we're in control. And I tell people all the time, I say, well, I can prove that to you real easy. That the Lord's in control of your life. And a lot of them say, well, prove it to me. And I said, well, did you tell your heart to beat this morning? Did you tell your leg to get out of bed? Did you tell your eyeballs to open? Or did you just do that on your own? You wouldn't be here if he wasn't allowing it to be.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You don't have no control over your body. You can eat right and walk right and spit white and still have trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. And say, well, those people in sin because they're doing wrong. Well, you better be careful what you say because it might come on you. Amen? It's like my old pastor used to tell me years ago, said, if you've got time to talk about somebody, you've got time to pray about them.
Ooh.
Amen?
Yes.
And he jerked me up by my shirt one time just like this and drug me in his office. I wanted to tell him a few things. We ain't got nobody in here like that. Anyway, that was years ago, and he said, you sit down here. He said, if you've got time to talk about somebody, you've got time to pray for them.
Amen.
I don't want to hear it no more. Did you fast for them, by the way? Well, no. He said, I didn't think you did. Go home. So thank God I had a pastor. You know, and I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. You know, he taught me the principle of being blessed and how to be blessed. And I just want to say this. I just feel the need to, you know, when I first started going to that church years ago, you know, I didn't have a penny to my name. I barely could take care of myself, barely could. Sometimes still have a little bit of a hard time. But I remember I didn't want to go out to eat because I didn't have any money. And finally, I gave in to going out to eat with them. Then I got me a little old job. Boy, I was, I moved up from $4 an hour to $6.25. Boy, I thought I was rich, you know. And so I got used to them taking, you know, taking me out to eat and buying my dinner. Really enjoyed it, you know. Well, Pastor Sammy, there was nobody in the bathroom. We was in there, and I was washing my hand, and I still do this today, and I'm not boasting on myself whatsoever. The Lord knows. But I went in there. He was in there, and he told me, he said, Brother Frank, he said, I love you with all my heart. But he said, this today, you're getting off my coattail. And I said, what do you mean? He says, I've been buying your lunch now for most over a year. And it was. I was used to it. And he says, it's time for you to be blessed. He says, today you're going to go in here in the restaurant, and you're going to buy somebody else's meal, and you're not going to tell who you bought it for, and you're going to pick somebody out. And then you're going to come over there and sit down. Whether you have money to buy you something or not, you're still going to buy somebody something to eat today. All right? Isn't that right, brother? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Pastor. I sat down there like a dog had his tail between his legs. And I went all the way straight to the back on Sunday morning. It took me about 4 weeks to make my way back up, you know, because I said, I ain't going back to that church. I ain't putting up with that stuff. I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere. Well, I don't know where else to go. So the principle was, he taught me. And then one time I was out here looking at his tires, and I said, well, Pastor Sam, your tires are slick. He says, oh, brother, I didn't know you was buying me some tires. And I said, well, he said, oh, I know. You're going to wait till you get rich. You're going to wait till you get a bunch of money. He says, you'll never get there. He says, I ain't telling you to buy me a tire, but if you're waiting on to get blessed, just keep putting it off, because you won't have nothing, brother. And that's what he told me. Got awful quiet in here again. So I had to learn the principle. It's not about how much you have. Right. And I'm not telling everybody to go out and buy me some new tires. I need some. But that's not what I'm saying. I just used that illustration this morning. I felt the need to do that this morning. You know, it's so important. You know, if you want to be blessed and you want the Lord to bless you, you know, quit thinking of yourself so much. Amen. I'm not rebuking nobody in here, you know, what have you. But, you know, you say, well, I don't have the money. You know, I don't pastor over this. So, I can't come up here and straighten everybody up. But I'll tell you this, you know, if you want to be blessed and you want the Lord to bless you, be faithful in what you're supposed to be faithful in. Amen. And the Lord will promote you. Amen?
Yes.
He will promote you. He will cause people to have favor on you. He will. This ain't in my message this morning. But I'm going to tell you something, too. If you're not paying your tithes, you need to. And this ain't my place. Lord, I know Brother Ronnie don't mind me saying this. But you need to be faithful. Whether it's a dollar or $2 or whatever it is, you need to be faithful. Because let me tell you something. You can't be blessed. You'll always be the same. You'll always have the same thing. You'll always end up with the same. And 20 years from now, you'll still be the same. I know people now. People right now that's been in my church. Several people. And they're still the same. Still the same. In and out of jail. Job to job. Don't never have anything. Not that we're trying to obtain things of this world. But you know something? Wouldn't it be nice to be blessed? I don't get you money, people. I'd take me up an offer if I wanted to. I tell you what, if I wanted to, I could get my house paid off in 6 months. And I'd tell you how I could do it. I could change to another doctrine.
Mm-hmm. You could.
I sure could. I'd throw me up a 10 out here. And I could put a name on it. And I ain't gonna tell you the name I'd put up, but I'd put a name on it. Welcome all. I'll just leave it there. And I'd have my house paid off in about 6 months. But you know, the Lord don't work that way. I'd get in bad shape. But there's a lot of people that pimp the church. Uh-huh. Anyway, let's move on.
Come on.
From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. I better read the scripture here. I got it written down. I can't read my own writing. Psalm 61 and 2, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock, because the rock is higher than I. Amen. Anybody this morning, if you've been behind the rock, anybody know what's behind the rock? Anybody know what's behind the rock's water, living water? How many know that it's Him? Amen. It tells about it when Moses hit the rock. Amen. With the spine of the rock with his rod. Amen. So if you've got some things in your way this morning, some things that are just absolutely, you cannot get moved, and you're trying, just remember, he is the rock and he's higher than you are.
That's right.
Amen. That's my message this morning. He is higher than you are. Brother, I want to tell you something. Your life is getting ready to change. There's some things getting ready to be turned upside down and moved around just for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. And some things are going to be put in order for you.
Right.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you something too. You're not done. Hallelujah. There's going to be doors open for you. And not just the doors that have already opened for you, but there are going to be other doors, because this is the Lord is blessing you in this time. This is your season.
Thanks.
This ain't nobody else's season. This is your season. Amen. And he's giving you the knowledge and the wisdom. Amen. And the understanding.
It's been very frustrating.
Yeah.
I've had no doors open.
Well, I hear the Lord saying, proceed in that you're doing. Proceed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But there are going to be some things changed for you. And you've been crying out to the Lord, wanting some answers on some things, and answers are on its way. Amen. Some answers that you've been needing for the ministry. And you know, there's some things that you've been asking the Lord about yourself. And he's going to help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's like you've been tied. And not very well received at some places.
That's right. And
there's going to be some people there where you're going on your next journey, and they're going to hear of you, and they're going to ask you to come. And it's going to be a very low key, because people are not going to know about it until you get there. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Lord wants to remind you to open your eyes, open your heart again. Amen. Don't be afraid to move out. Don't be afraid and to do what he's called you to do. Amen.
Right.
Don't be afraid to open up yourself, amen, to other people, because, you know, when you're in ministry, you give your whole heart.
That's right.
You know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes don't get nothing back.
Right.
And I'm not saying that to be boastful or anything, but you know, I've been in ministry 35 years, and there have been a lot of places I didn't want to go, a lot of places I wished I'd never went. But the Lord has always helped me. So open your eyes and open your heart, amen, because he is the rock. He is the one that will bring forth the water. Amen. He is the one that will bring forth the blessing, not you. Amen. And I know we're living in this body. We all try to make things happen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We all do. We all try to make it happen.
That's right.
You know. But let me tell you something. It's him that opens the doors. It's him that closes the doors. It's him that makes the way. Amen. Each one of us in this house are called differently. Amen. Thank God we're called differently. We all got something that's imparted to us. I know Robert, he's got a lot of knowledge. I probably never will obtain all the knowledge that he knows, but he's got that mind that the Lord's given him to be able to remember stuff and be able to calculate stuff and do things. And, you know, I can't do that. The only thing I can do is tell you what the Lord said, and that's it. If I tried to do anything else, I'd be sloppy at what I was doing.
That's right.
Amen? Because it's not my call.
It's your anointing.
It's my anointing. Amen. That's all that I can do. Amen. And the Lord said, don't worry about your transportation. Don't worry about transportation. Hallelujah. I'll make the way. Hallelujah. I see a car coming to get you. Hallelujah. You know, so I just want to encourage you this morning. The Lord's going to break some ties for you. I just see some things. He's going to break some things away from you, some people. And he's going to help you. Hallelujah, because you're wanting to go forward. And it's like each time you go forward, you're kind of held back. And I just see the Lord bringing you forth in some things. Hallelujah, bring you further into his knowledge. Amen, you've been asking him. You know, because you said, Lord, I don't understand this, I don't understand that. You know, but I want to know more. I want to know what everybody else is learning, because I don't want to stay this way anymore. You know, I want to move. I want to take my life, and I want to move further in the things of God and whatever it costs, because I've done all these things that have not worked for me. Broken pieces. That's all I see, broken pieces behind you. It's just like, there's just so many of them and hurts that you can't. It's just like, I'm done. I can't make this work no more. I'm at this place, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm not going to be able to go any further. And he says, I've heard you cry. Hallelujah. And I'm going to move forward for you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And the pieces that are so broken, the Lord says, leave them. Leave them. Leave them there. There's a reason why he gave us a backside, so we couldn't look back. Amen. There's a reason for that. Amen. It's been difficult. And are you praying for transportation? Well, I see a car coming to you. Hallelujah. Out of a Sunday, out of a high tide. And whether you're praying for one or not, you know you're going to get one. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord's going to help you. And he's going to send people that love you. Amen. And that void that's in your heart, he's going to help you with that void. Hallelujah. He's going to fix that for you. Hallelujah. But anyway, the Lord is so merciful to us. Thank God for his mercy. You know, that last song, do y'all know that there's another verse to that last song? Oh, yeah, I'll have to bring my guitar and play it for you. But but the Lord is so merciful and gracious to us. Amen. Thank God he hears our cry. Amen. Thank God he's the rock that we can cry unto. We can run to him. Amen. Because without him, people, we can't do nothing anyhow. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. There are going to be some decisions. I'm trying to get on, but there are going to be some decisions you're going to have to make in the near future. Hallelujah. And those decisions are going to be yes and amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, keep the watchman up, watching. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, don't worry. There's a lot of stuff you really got some troubles with, and I don't know what they're about or anything, if it was with the church or with somebody or what have you. But I just see the Lord working some things out for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, don't rush it. I'm going to bring it together.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Don't rush it. I will bring it together. Hallelujah. 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 And there have been whispers in your ears about this stuff.
Yes.
The Lord said, get them out.
Okay.
You know, get them away from you. And you tell these people, if they can't speak what the Lord said, if they don't have a word from the Lord, tell them not to speak to you.
Yes. That's what I needed. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. And now if they say they've got a word, tell them to bring it. If they ain't, tell them to shut up.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Bethany, I see you climbing up this ladder. You're coming up higher. Hallelujah. You're coming up higher and higher. And you desire the Lord. You desire him and you want him more than anything. You want all that he has for you. And you said, Lord, I can't stop. I've got to have more. I got to have more. If you don't give me more, I don't know what I'm going to do. But the Lord said, I'm bringing you up higher, and promotion comes from the Lord, and you're getting ready to get a promotion. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 This is not the end. This is just the beginning for you, sister. Hallelujah. It's been like you felt like sometimes it's the end. And this is just about as far as it could go, or as far as I think it could go, because you're looking out of your own eyes, not the eyes of the Lord. And that's what I see. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I've tried to preach, but I know how that goes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The brother in the back, I don't remember your name, I'm sorry, but I want to tell you, keep walking. And I see you walking on this bridge, and it's just like this bridge you're walking on goes across a big canyon. And each time you take a step, it's just like the boards just break off. But the Lord said, keep walking. Keep walking because you're almost there. You're almost there.
Bless them.
You've had a lot of people try to hold you in some areas and hold you back. And the Lord said that I'm going to make the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's going to help you. And he's going to change your mind about some things and settle you in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't be worried. Don't look to the left, the Lord said, and don't look to the right. Just keep holding his hand. You ever heard that song? It's that old song that's coming to me. It says, God's unchanging hand. Yeah. That's what I hear in the spirit for you, brother. Actually, I heard it on the way to church, and I was thinking, Lord, who is that for? His hand never changes. Amen. The only thing he does is he moves us forward. Amen. He brings us out from where we're at into a more better and greater place. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 He's going to help you with some decisions you're making, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for moving, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just wait on the Lord and see if he has anything else. If not, I'll just pray for some people. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Has anybody got something for me? I'm open to it too. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for y'all. Can I just pray for y'all? No, you sit down. You don't have to get up. I'll just pray for you. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, help them, Father, Lord. Lead them, guide them, Lord. And I know you have for years. And Lord, you've even spoke to them about some things that's supposed to happen, Father. Lord, they've waited on them, waited on them, waited on them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord says this is y'all's season. Hallelujah, this is your season as well. This is y'all's season. Hallelujah, a new beginning. Hallelujah, a refreshing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just see the Lord moving for you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. There's been times like all of us, you just wanted to quit. You know, but the Lord said, the Lord kept you. And the Lord said, I even pushed you in your back. Hallelujah. And I don't know who that's for. I believe it was you, brother. You felt the push in your back one time just to move on. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I see it, and I'm going to move for you. Hallelujah. Expect a miracle. Watch me move, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was telling Brother Robert about something this week, and a lot of people may not have noticed it. I've come here about 3 weeks, and I had a growth come up on my ear, and it turned black. Black as this shirt. I knew what it was, but I didn't speak it. And the Lord told me to do this. This is for somebody. I went to pray, and I said, well, Lord, you know, I don't want to, I'm not going nowhere. So either you heal me, or I'm going home quick. Whatever you decide to do, because it doesn't turn black. And the Lord said, I want you to go home, and I want you to get some coconut oil and some baking powder, and I want you to mix it together. And I put it on there, and you can't tell there's anything there.
Wow.
Nothing. It looks like.
Wow.
But you know, the Lord knows how to do things.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one man came up and he had cancer, and the Lord told me to tell him to go home and drink a gallon of water with parsley in it.
Parsley?
Parsley. I don't know what that does or what it's supposed to do, but he went home and he got cured. He didn't, there was no trace of it. So the Lord knows what to do. We just got to ask him.
That's right.
Amen. We just got to ask him. You know. So anyway, does anybody have anything?
I want to know if I've applied at an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It is right for me.
Well, let's just pray. Father, we just ask you right now. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, right now. Lord, that you would give her the wisdom, Lord, and the peace, Lord, about this apartment, Father. Lord, that you make the way, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you know all things. Lord, you know the future, Lord. Lord, you know the very end, Father. Lord, you know what to do, when to do, what to open, what door to close. And Father, we just give you praise, God. Lord, we give you glory, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord. Glory to your name. It's like I see a bunch of clutter in the way, sister. It's like a bunch of stuff just all in the way, just a mess. And I just see the Lord opening up this thing for you. But I don't know if it's going to fit this apartment. I think it's going to be another something else he's got for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I told him, if it's not his will, I don't want no part of it.
Amen. Well, I see a bunch of clutter, and it's just a bunch of mess. And I see you trying to get in this thing, but I see the Lord opening up something else for you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it may be in the same area that you're in there, because that's what I hear in the Spirit.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else before I close out? I think I've done as much as I need to do. You know, when I'm done, you're done.
You don't have to be long to be blessed.
Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
I would like everybody to be praying. What you said is something that we needed for Ronnie and I, but I need everybody here right now to pray for a spirit of peace,
mm-hmm.
and to pray for a spirit of trust, a complete releasing. Faith is like sitting in a chair and picking your feet up. So there's nothing but the chair holding you up. Okay? That's what Ronnie and I need right now. We need where we can just sit back and relax and trust,
mm-hmm.
that whatever the Lord is going to do, is okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that we let go of any preconceived notions.
And
thank you for speaking about trying to move too fast. I'm sure that's not my husband. That's me with my mind going forward, trying to figure things out. But that you all would just pray that we are able to literally pick our feet up and just fall back. And I see one of those tapasan chairs. You know, mm-hmm. those round chairs.
Yeah.
You can just be cradled in it, that's what God is going to do, that we're just going to pick up our feet and just lay in it and relax in it, knowing he has everything. So, could we pray for that?
Yes, 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 Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we just speak, Lord, that you give total rest, Lord. Lord, we know if we follow after you, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give us rest, Lord. Lord, you said that if we rested in you, Lord, Lord, that you would give us the wisdom and the understanding, Lord, and the counsel that we need. Lord, that if we fall after you, no matter what is on the left or what's on the right, Father, Lord, we just pray that, Father, Lord, as she has asked. She's asked, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for moving and doing that, Father, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
To your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this couple, Lord. Thank yes. Thank you for that
faithfulness.
Thank you for this
point. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, it's already expanded, Lord.
Yes.
It will expand further. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you are greater and higher than us. You are the rock.
Yes.
And higher than us. And
yes.
your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And your ways are higher than our ways. And you have never done as we expected. You have always done something other and more, God. Let us not expect, but instead expect the unexpected,
yes,
something we are not thinking of, something we're not believing for. But, Lord, that you can do above and beyond all that we ask or think or imagine, and to remember that that's the God that you are, not the God of limitations, not the God of boxes, not the God of men's minds, but you are the God over all heaven,
yes,
and earth, and there is no limitation. You are not within a box. Lord, surprise us with your glory.
Yes.
Surprise us with your glory.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Yes.
Trust,
Lord,
you that we can enjoy the surprise of your glory. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I see a meeting with a bunch of people sitting in like this conference room.
Yes.
And the Lord said, don't be intimidated.
Thank you.
Go in with what the Lord said.
Thank you.
Because the outcome is going to be healed.
Yes.
And minds are going to be changed.
Thank
I don't know what
Lord.
That's about.
Thank you.
But I see this conference room with a bunch of people. Some of them suit, some of them ain't sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
The papers, all of them flipping papers stapled together.
Yes.
And the Lord said, don't be intimidated.
Thank you.
Don't be intimidated. Go in with what the Lord told you to do.
Thank you.
But I also use the wisdom and the counsel of what they're talking about.
Yes.
But also using the flip side of the wisdom and the counsel of what the Lord has said.
Yes.
At that time, he said, I will give you the words to say to these people.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. It's just going to need it.
In my heart, I'm a historian. I write historical books, and they've been influential in the church. Praise mm-hmm. God, and I thank for that. But I'm also a playwright, and I have a couple of plays out there. And I have had in my heart a feeling that one play in particular will be a healing. People will actually come to this to see a play, and it's
mm-hmm.
a funny play, and they will actually be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if that's a vanity of my imagination, or did the Lord give me that as a real vision? Could you pray?
I think that might be on the other thing that the Lord's talking about, an answer that you've been asking him. And the next place that you go where you're going with those people who are going to meet you, that's going to be low-key, that you're going to be able to present that.
Oh, okay.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, see, we never know when we're going.
That's right.
And we don't know when we get there. We just know that we're going. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy it so much.
Thank you.